the importance of entering. Every day, believe or not, we are all entering into something, into either spiritual realm or physical realm or emotional realm. Either we are entering into some kind of problems or fear, or are entering into something that you're interested. But Bible encourages us to enter into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we can enter boldly by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what we shared last Thursday. Today, I'd like to continue with that theme and say, now today we need to also enter into the good land. The Bible encourages us to enter into the good land. Now tell somebody, enter into the good land.
Enter into the good land.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, Israelites signifies the church today, right? In the New Testament.
Right.
We are the New Testament Israelites.
Mm.
Now, Israelites ate lamb in Egypt.
Right.
Therefore, they experienced redemption. But they did not stop there. They had to move on, cross the Red Sea, and enter into the desert to eat manna, bread from heaven. Now that was the work of reconstitution. Okay, with the heavenly elements, they had to take the constitution they had in Egypt, which is the world. They had to take that constitution of the world and receive reconstitution with manna for 40 years. But you know what? That was not God's ultimate desire. That was not God's ultimate intention. They had to move on. Okay? They ate the lamb in desert. I mean, in Egypt. They ate manna in the desert. But they have to move on to eat mineral food in the good land. Milk and honey in good land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we have to understand God's intention, God's desire, God's plan for you and me. God's intention for you and me is not just to enjoy Jesus a little bit. God's purpose for all of us is to enjoy Jesus to the fullest, to the maximum. Hallelujah. John 10:10, remember that scripture, right? Thief comes to come and steal and kill and destroy. But I have come so that you may have life and abundant life. You see, God does not want you to experience life. We have to experience God's life, yes. But God wants us to experience abundant life.
Amen.
God is God of abundance.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God wants us to experience the richness of Christ. Listen, God wants us to experience all-inclusive Christ. Everybody say all-inclusive Christ.
All-inclusive Christ.
One more time. All-inclusive Christ.
All-inclusive Christ.
Do you know what that all-inclusive Christ means? Well, that's my burden today. Okay, God wants Israelite enter into the land of Canaan, the good land. But only two enter, right?
Right.
The Moses generation all die. Only two enter from Moses generation. Who were that? Joshua and Caleb. So God wants us to be a Joshua and Caleb. Enter into the good land. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Why? For them to experience all-inclusive Christ.
Right.
Listen, God is not satisfied until we experience Christ as all-inclusive.
Right.
Not just experience Christ as our Savior. Not just experience Christ as our healer. It's just a sanctifier. But God wants us to experience Christ as all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So what does it mean by all-inclusive? Well, we could see in Deuteronomy. Book of Deuteronomy 8:7. Can we see that scripture? Yeah. Okay, very good. All right. Let us read it together. Begin. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valleys and hills. A land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey. A land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron and can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord, your God, for the good land He has given you.
Amen.
He has given you.
Amen.
This is the word of God. Come on, church. He has given you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Talk to somebody. He has given you today.
He has given you today.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, can we go to that? The meaning of all the all-inclusive? Okay. Do you see that? What's the wheat signifies?
Right.
Wheat signifies cross, the death of Jesus. Remember the scripture?
Right.
Unless the wheat falls to the ground and dies.
Right.
It signifies the cross, the death of Jesus Christ. The entire Bible talks about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's only one person the whole Bible is talking about. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So the wheat, it talks about the death of Jesus Christ. Barley talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Wine talks about Jesus as our joy.
Amen.
Fig tree talks about Jesus as our satisfaction.
Amen.
Pomegranate talks about Jesus as our abundance.
Amen.
And olive oil talks about Jesus as our fullness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can eat Jesus as a lamb and manna, but we can eat Jesus as all this, all inclusive in the land of Canaan. Now this is God's desire for all of us. This is God's purpose. This is God's economy. To dispense Himself into us as all of these, not just one part, one partially. One partial, right? But He wants to impart Himself as everything to us, as life and life supply, including all this. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have right to experience Jesus every day as a wheat, barley, wine, and fig trees, and pomegranates, and olive oil, and iron and copper, which is for the building. Now, if we only eat manna in the desert, we cannot be built. We cannot build a church. Listen, the building of a church happens in the good land. Hallelujah. You understand? God needs mineral food. We need to eat mineral food. Okay, here's a question now. Okay? God wants us to enter into the good land. Now, how do we do that? How do we enter into the good land? Because that's what God encourages us, right? Now, in the book of Numbers, God commanded, right? All those who are men, those who are 20 years old and older, choose them as an army so they can fight with me and fight for me. So that age 20 means they are old enough. It's talking about the military age, right? The soldier age. Now 20 is above, have graduated the age of adolescence, the teenage. During the age of teenage, they always complain. It's a wandering age, right? But God wants us to move on and graduate the wandering age and enter into that mature age, which is age 20, to be ready to fight for Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Next week or the following week, I would like to explore on this topic of 20 years old. Today, I want to focus more on the spiritual battle. Okay? Now, we must fight for God. God's intention on this earth is to gain a group of people who is His bride, corporate bride, as well as His army. Okay? Do you know that now God is forming an army who can fight for Him, who can fight with Him, who can fight in Him? Now, I pray that all of us, I pray that all of us, I love the brother Bright's prophesying today. Let them, the whole Israelites, God wants them to serve,
Amen.
Not just few of them. If you're a believer, listen, God has chosen all of you
Amen.
To be His army.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, if you're a believer, that means you can become His bride.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the bridegroom. And the church, we are His bride.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 5 talks about bride, wife, and husband, right? Jesus Christ is the husband, and church is the wife. Now, Ephesians chapter 5 talks about bride, but Ephesians chapter 6 talks about warrior, the army. Bride is a warrior. Warrior is the bride. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's like a one coin, a double-sided, right? Double-sided. So if you are bride, then you are warrior. Now listen, God wants to form an army in these last days who can stand with him to fight the enemy.
Amen.
Who's ready to fight? Who's ready to fight and fight against the enemy? Who's ready?
Hallelujah.
Are you ready?
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. I want to tell you, I want to share with you four important things, okay, about fighting the enemy. Because we are living in the last days, last age, where God is forming an army to fight for him and fight with him. Okay? So there are four things, very important things about fighting the enemy. Are you ready for this?
Amen.
Are you excited?
Yes.
You want to hear?
Hallelujah.
You want to hear?
Amen.
You want to hear?
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Number one. Can we read that outline together, please? Ready? We are
fighting from the victory and not for the victory.
Wow. From the victory.
An overcomer is one who fights with Jesus Christ. Okay? So we need to know, the first point is, we need to know that we are fighting from the victory, not for the victory. Praise the Lord, God has already won the victory. Praise the Lord, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he declared, it is finished. Praise the Lord. What's finished? Everything is finished. The sin is finished, world is finished, flesh is finished, the enemy is finished.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
We are fighting from the victory!
Hallelujah!
Now, let me tell you something. God is Almighty God. He can crush, he can destroy the enemy, okay? So easily, in a split second, he can do it. He's Almighty God, isn't he?
Yeah.
But you know what? He choose not to do that. He choose not to deal the enemy by himself. Because he is a creator, the enemy is creation. So he needs creation to deal with the creation. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he has chosen the church, the bride, the army, to deal the enemy. So if you are army, if we are his army, listen, on the last day, when time comes, God will deal the enemy through us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we have to understand that we are not fighting for the victory. No, God has already won the victory.
Hallelujah.
But God wants his bride to experience this victorious life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You love soccer, brother, right?
Yes.
He's a soccer. You're a soccer player or a soccer watcher?
More of a watcher.
This is, huh?
Yeah.
But you used to play soccer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. You're gonna have your son be a soccer player?
Yeah, that's one of the plans. Yeah.
So, you wanna become his friend? You have to play soccer with him. Just play one hour soccer, and you'll be his friend. Now, why am I sharing this? Oh, Lord Jesus.
To become an army.
Okay.
And, not for... From victory.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
Fighting from the victory.
You know, as a fan of soccer, when we see the soccer, right, and then so one person just shoots the ball, and then just shoots in, right? And what happened? The whole crowd, the people, they stand up and wow, they give applause, they give a shout, right? They throw the popcorns and the crazy things just happen, right? Big cheer up, right? You understand? So imagine, brothers, that the enemy, God's enemy is our enemy. Our enemy is God's enemy. And the last day, okay, God will deal the enemy and God will put Satan into abyss. Right after 7 years of wedding feast in the air. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And after millennium, God will finally put Satan, the devil, into the lake of fire.
Amen.
But who's going to do it? God's going to do it through who?
Through us.
Amen. Through the bride.
Amen.
Through the army.
Amen.
Isn't this amazing?
Yes.
Okay, today, as I was thinking about this message, I try to I tried to come up with some illustration so it can help you to understand better. Okay, so you know, Adam and Eve. Adam signifies Christ. Eve signifies church, the bride. The whole Bible begins with marriage and ends with marriage. You know that, right? Revelation chapter 21. The New Jerusalem as a bride adorned herself for the bridegroom. Now, here's my wife. I'll give you an illustration. And brother Stephen. Okay. I'm going to illustrate this, okay? So I need you guys for a second. Okay? Come up. Let's come up. You stay here. Okay? I'm going to illustrate this, all right? Let's say he's the enemy. Sorry, brother. Good play on enemy today. Let's say he's the enemy. All right? He's a devil. He's a Satan. He's my wife here. My wife. Okay? You know, in the Bible, Adam signifies, again, Christ. So man signifies God, Jesus, right? Male. Female signifies what?
Church,
the bride. So, he's the enemy. And I need my wife, fully grown, church, fully grown, mature, to deal with the enemy. Because I'm creator, right? I'm not going to touch my hand. I need my bride, my partner, right? Counterpart, to deal the enemy. You understand? But she's a weaker part, right? I'm stronger, right? Man is usually stronger. She's a weaker part. Weaker partner. So, what do I do? I want her to fully experience the victory over the enemy. Listen, brothers and sisters. We are in a spiritual warfare even right now. Yeah. I think Brother Sean just shared, right? Preaching the gospel is warfare.
Amen.
Because this gospel, the word of God, is taking us out of what? Out of the realm of satanic chaos. Mm. Out of the realm of Satan to move us to the realm of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right? So here, this is what I did. This is what Jesus did. On the cross, when he died, he said, "It is finished." And then he died, right? This is what happened. In the spiritual realm, when he said it is finished, Jesus dealt with Satan already.
Amen.
Because he died, he took care of all of our sins and the world and flesh and Satan, and he rose again from the dead. Amen. Jesus rose again from the dead because he was the resurrection.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, spiritually speaking, this is what happened. He's bound. He's chained. He's bound. You understand? You foot bound too. Bound. Right? I already bound him.
Amen.
Through the cross, through the resurrection, he's bound.
Amen.
You understand? It's like a tiger, but without tooth, without teeth, without paw. He cannot harm you. He cannot harm you. Do you understand?
Hallelujah.
Satan cannot harm you.
Amen.
All right? Okay? So, even though she's a weaker partner, my dear bride, my church, okay, my army, the corporate army, now put him in the abyss, lake of fire.
Amen.
Kick his butt.
He can do nothing.
He can do nothing.
He's been bound.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Yeah, well, he can be a...
He's a very good actor.
Wow.
Did you see that? The Satan just fell.
Yeah.
He's chained.
Yeah.
He can do nothing.
Yeah.
Now, when he fell, she'll be, "Whoa! I'm on the victory." But in fact, the victory was already won.
Yeah.
On the cross.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So who's going to be the army?
Oh. Hallelujah.
Why are you so afraid of the enemy?
We
should not be afraid of the enemy.
Amen.
Like Caleb. We are today's Caleb.
Right.
The 10 spies, they went like, "Oh my goodness, there's Nephilim." Nephilim means giant.
Right.
They look a giant, and we're like a grasshopper. You know the grasshoppers?
Yeah.
The little tiny, right? Yeah, grasshoppers, right? They're giant, and we're grasshoppers, the 10 spies. Oh my goodness. They did not have faith in God. They did not believe the word of God. They look at it with their own perception, with their own view. But look at Caleb's response. No, we're not the grasshoppers. They are grasshoppers before us. Nephilim is my food.
Hey.
I'm going to eat them. I'm going to swallow them up.
Hey.
Why? Why? Here's the reason why. Now let's go to scripture. We need to go to the scripture. Where's the scripture? Lord Jesus. Okay. Lord Jesus. I'm sorry. Let's go to part 3 now. Leviticus 20:24, part 3. Roman number part 3, 20:24. All right. I'm just excited. I'm just going all everywhere. But you can still understand. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God still speaks.
Right.
All right. Look at that. Look at that now. Okay? You only need to believe the word of God. This is what happened to Caleb. Leviticus 20:24. Read it together. Begin.
But I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look at this. But I have said unto you, I have said unto you, I already have said unto you, even with the servant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? God has said this many, many times throughout the Bible. Listen, I have said unto you, ye shall inherit your land. You will inherit the land. That land refers to good land, land of Canaan. Amen? And I will give it unto you to possess it. You see, God has promised you and me that we are going to possess the good land. And we are going to experience Christ as a all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God promised, therefore if you believe, it's yours.
Amen.
If you don't believe, you're going to become like 10 spies. Who rebel, who will be disobedient to God, unfaithful. Are you going to be 10 spies or 2 spies like Joshua and Caleb? Which one are you going to be? Ask your brother. Who are you going to be? Caleb or 10 spies? Okay, Ephesians 6:11. Brothers, let's read this together. Ready? Begin. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Now, we need to put the full armor of God, right? So that why? Why? Why we need to put the full armor of God? So that you can take your stand. Brothers, believe in the word of God means stand. We have to be able to stand. When we are in the fighting mode, we have to stand. You cannot fight sitting. You cannot fight with laying down. We need to stand. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But you know what? We need to stand with brothers together. Not alone. Not alone. Now we're going to go back to Roman number 2. Okay? We're going to go back. Okay, right. So the first principle is we have to understand we are fighting from the victory, not to the victory. Okay? Now second point is fight in the body. Everybody say fight in the body.
Fight in the body.
Talk to somebody. You need to fight in the body. Listen, the whole Bible is never individual. It never talks about individual Christian. Never, ever. You understand? The whole Bible always talks about the body of Christ. Remember Genesis 1:26? Let us. God is talking to the triune God. Is talking to themselves, right? Talking to God. Himself. Let us, that U-S, right? Us, plural. So we call it triune God, right? Three, but one. Praise the Lord for this mysterious God.
Amen.
There are three, but one. Three, triune. Listen. So God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they discuss. Let us make man in our image. Remember, not one person entered the good land. It was two. Joshua and Caleb. Remember that. It's not just Joshua or Caleb. It was Joshua and Caleb. Matthew, let's go to that scripture. Matthew 18:20. For where, read it together. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am
with them.
Am I in them? You see, where two or three. Me, myself, is not the body of Christ. I'm just a member of the body. But when we become, when I join my hands with my brother, when two stand together, we are body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I let go, I'm not the body. I'm just a member, individual. And when I hold my hands, my brother, we become the body of Christ.
Amen.
You see this? So, God says, I'm in the midst when two or three gather in my name. Praise the Lord, we need to fight in the body.
Amen.
You want to become overcomer? You want to be victorious? You want to overcome the enemy? You have to stay in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Not just the local body, but universal body. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
So once a week, I think Brother Bright, will share about this matter. But we would like to mingle with the church in Ansan once a month. And not only in Ansan church, we have church everywhere, all cities, right? Even throughout the whole world, we need to mingle with our saints, our brothers and sisters. Because there's only one body, universal body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to number three. Now, I already talked about this, right? You only need to believe in the word of God. You only need to believe. And believe means stand together. Here is the good news, brothers and sisters. God has done everything for us. We only need to believe and stand together with Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen?
Hold your brother's hand. Hold your brother's hand. And say, we only need to stand together as brothers.
We only need to stand together as brothers.
Because God has done everything for us.
Amen.
Stand with the body. Stand with the body. Come on, say.
Stand with the promise of God.
Amen. Stand with the life-giving spirit.
Stand with the life-giving spirit.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God has done everything.
Amen.
We only need to stand together.
Amen.
In the body. Amen. Amen. The last point is this. Now, this is a very important point. Are you ready? We need to say it continuously. Say what? Like Caleb. Caleb was an overcomer. Now, brothers, Caleb was like a normal person like us. He's not like Abraham, the father of all nations. He's not like Moses, who led the Israelites. He's not like a David, the king of kings. Caleb is a normal person like you and me. Guess what? But Caleb, when he believed in the promise of God, he became an overcomer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In today's church life, God is calling an overcomer. God is forming an army.
Amen.
Okay? And that overcomer has to do with Caleb. So that's why I love to hear, I am today's Caleb. We are today's Caleb. Okay, we need to study about Caleb. All those 10 spies said, oh, we are like grasshoppers. Oh. And then they complained to Moses. And they're about to even stone Moses to death. And they said, we would love to go back to Egypt. Oh my goodness, how rebellious they were. How rebellious they were. But you know what? We are nothing different from the Israelites. We're nothing different. Without God's grace, we're the same as the Israelites. Stiff-necked people. We are stiff-necked people. Something is very, something a little bit, when something that is little thing, when that is uncomfortable, we will complain right away. And we're going to say, we want to go back to Egypt. How dumb, right? How absurd when they have the good land, all-inclusive Christ is in front of them. When they can experience the all-inclusive Christ. Okay. All right, let's go to the point now. Say it continuously. Say what? Say what Caleb had said. Now this is the secret, brothers, to become overcome. You ready? Let's say it together. Ready? Begin.
We are well able to possess the land.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
okay, say it with conviction now. Alright? Don't just say it, don't just murmur it, but declare it. Ready? Okay, let's read that scripture first and then we're going to read it. that slogan together. Okay, Numbers 13:30. This is what Caleb said. Ready? Now, when the Israelite about to storm Moses and complain, this is what Caleb did. He's a bold, huh? Okay, ready? And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Praise the Lord! One more time. We are well able to overcome it. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Okay, no. Listen, brothers. I am not trying to preach this message now. As of now, okay? Starting now. I'm almost done. Okay, I don't want just me to preach now. I want all of us to preach together. Be my partner right now. Amen? Now, we got to work this thing together. Amen? Praise the Lord? Okay, listen. Because Christ, who is my spirit, is preaching, right? Now, I want Christ, who is also in your spirit, to preach and to be released, to come out. Amen?
Amen?
So what we need to do is we need to really make this scripture mine, yours, ours. We need to digest. We need to make this scripture, put it into our spirit, and make our constitution. Are you ready?
Amen.
Now, this is the reason why you came to meeting, today's meeting, right? The Lord's Day. To celebrate the Lord's resurrection. To be filled with our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you? Did you just come to church to listen to pastor's sermon, or did you come to be constituted with Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Which one is it?
Wow.
Huh?
Amen.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
You know that, right? God wants not you to focus on the pastor. I am not the focus here. Christ in me is the focus, right?
Amen.
Christ in you is the focus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we need to eat this scripture together. Amen. You see that bold face? We are well able to overcome it. Let's just do that, right? We are well able to overcome it.
Amen.
Okay, let's say it three times. Okay, ready? Begin.
We are well able to overcome it.
One more time.
We are well able to overcome it.
Amen. We are well able to overcome it. Amen. Now, this is the word that Caleb has said. Now, God is calling all of us to be today's Caleb. We also need to say this. Declare this to the prince of the air, the Satan, right?
Amen.
Hey, we are well able to, what? To overcome you, to overcome it. Praise the Lord. We are well able to overcome the Nephilim, the difficulties in your life, right? The mountains that you're facing in your life. You understand? Storms that you're facing in your life. You have visa problem, money problem, you have health problem, you have all these different kinds of problems. But you know what? You are well able.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
First, the miracle starts with your mouth opening, and mouth open, and you need to declare. That's how the miracle starts, right?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, now, we're going to do this now. We call it a brother, right? The group of people will stand together and declare this. We are well able to overcome it. And then the group of people here. Now, you follow your spirit. All right? Nobody's telling, okay, you stand up. And then say this. And you say, no, nobody tell you. Just follow your spirit. One time, it could be one person, it could be a group of 10 people, it could be 5 people, I don't know, right? You understand?
Yeah.
If you want to declare, you just stand up, and then that will be the group to declare this. We are well able to overcome it.
Amen.
So we're going to eat this together. Amen?
Amen?
Use your spirit. Exercise your spirit. Are you ready?
Amen.
Here we go. We're going to do it together. Ready? Are you ready to stand up?
Amen.
No, I don't think he's there. He's there. You know, as a church, we are well equipped with this. But then, okay, ready. Okay, all right, right. No, focus here, please. It's a golden time. Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
All right, begin. No. You didn't get what I said. You stand up and declare.
Amen.
You stand up and declare. Okay. You got it. It could be any numbers. But you just follow your spirit. Ready? Okay. Just stand there for a second. Yes, okay? Just stand there for a second. We're almost done. Just stand there for a second. You ready? All right. We are able. Let's declare together. And then we will do it. Ready? Begin. We are well able to overcome it.
Amen.
We are well able to overcome it.
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 Amen.
We are well able to overcome it.
Amen. Amen.
Bible says you become what you say. Right? You become what you say. We have to say this every day. When you wake up from in the morning, okay? You say, oh Lord Jesus, I am well able to overcome it.
Amen.
Well able to overcome all the difficulties that lies ahead of me. I am well able because Jesus said it is finished.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are fighting from the victory, not for the victory. Amen.
Amen.
Victory is ours.
Amen.
We are victorious people.
Amen.
We are army of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Nothing can fear us. They are our food.
Second point.
They are our food. Nephilim is my food. Wow.
No.
When Caleb said this, I said, wow, I love Caleb.
Hallelujah.
Remember Brother Ron said, he said, oh, I think from now on, many babies will name Caleb. Listen, look at this. Numbers 49, all right? When 10 spies said, oh, we're afraid of this giant. Why God brought us to this land? And then Caleb said this, all right? Ready? Begin. Only do not, come on, church, read together.
Only do not rebel against the Lord,
and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. What happened? That's it? Where is that part? The Nephilim is my food. You don't have that? All right, okay. Nephilim, everybody said, Nephilim is my food.
Nephilim is
your food.
Nephilim is my food.
So talk to somebody. Nephilim is your food.
Nephilim is your food.
Okay. Nephilim signifies all the difficulties and challenges and storms in our life, right?
Yeah.
Even the enemies. Do you understand? But you know what? Don't be afraid of the enemies. Whenever you face the encounter the enemy, right? What do we got to do? Is our food. It's your food. We got to eat it. We got to eat it as our spiritual food. Amen? Guess what? The more you eat Nephilim, the stronger you're going to become.
Amen.
Everybody say, the more I eat Nephilim, the stronger I will become. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So when storm comes, don't complain, but praise the Lord, I'm going to become more stronger.
Amen.
Because I'm going to eat the Nephilim. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's eat Nephilim as our breakfast,
amen.
Lunch, and dinner, and some snacks. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Come on, release your spirit now. We're going to pray together. Amen?
Amen?
One by one. Just declare. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, I'm finished with the message. Let's just declare, right? Oh, Lord Jesus.